Emma Cannon has long dreamed of working in politics, but until recently she hasn't thought of herself as confident enough to pursue it.
When you're a kid, there are always like little boys that are always saying like, oh, I'm going to be president when I grew up. And I would have been someone to have said that like when they were a little kid, but I guess I always thought, oh, well, I can't do that. It wasn't even a conscious thought, really. It was just subconsciously I thought, oh, well, I can't do that someday or anything like that. And then when I saw in the last election, I saw Hillary Clinton gaining so much success and she got so close. And that really just, that was a wake-up call for me, like, oh, my gosh, I can do that. She did that.
A recent high school graduate, Cannon attended last week's information session for Rise to Run, an organization working to get young progressive-minded women to run for office. Rise to Run's approach is to build a community of young women at the grassroots level and train them, providing an advisory council of experienced women to mentor them along the way. The numbers for women running for office is dismal nationally. Just 20% of congresspersons are women, and only 25% of women hold state elected positions. Indiana has sent less than 10 women to Congress during its state history. Rise to Run estimates the average age of women entering politics is 47. They aim to change that by focusing on younger women, high school and college age, up to 30 years of age. The organization named Bloomington as one of its pilot hubs last May. Rachel Guglielmo is co-coordinator of the local organization. She thinks there are many young women like Cannon.
We recognize that already in high school, young women are receiving implicit and sometimes explicit messages that they are less able or less capable to engage in politics. And we think that it's important to start that young, building their confidence and building their skills and building their sense that political engagement is a viable option for them.
Guillermo says the training given the organization's mentees, or risers, will include a primer in basic civics as well as a primer in intersectional feminism.
We recognize that for young women entering politics, there are barriers that we have to confront and we have to break down. And some of those barriers have to do with the history of women's engagement in politics in this country, with barriers that extend beyond just being a woman, but a woman of color or a woman with a disability. All of us have multiple aspects to our identities, and feminism needs to be inclusive and able to recognize and help us confront and deal with all of those dimensions and all of those aspects of life as a woman that could present barriers to running for office.
Emma Cannon says she's looking to Rise to Run to give her the confidence she needs to enter the political sphere.
I want to be able to speak confidently in political engagements. I want to gain the skills, and I want to gain a network of people that I can really communicate with and learn from, so that when I do eventually decide to run for office, I'll have a support system and I will have had all these skills that I've gained through Rise to Run. And I want to be part of the national training thing, because I feel like that would really be a huge opportunity for me and many other women, of course.
IU graduate Lily Ross has already had a bit of a primer on civics and confidence building by working on two political campaigns. Ross's parents were Bernie and Hillary supporters. She says advocacy was ever present in her mind, but she never considered working in politics until she volunteered on Elizabeth Warren's 2012 Senate campaign. She said the experience gave her focus and energy.
I think I literally probably went through every major that they offered. And then as soon as I stepped in a campaign office, it just all kind of clicked. And I was like, oh, this is it. You know, there's a very electrifying feeling in campaign offices. I'd say, you know, organized chaos. And it just made sense to me. And I really fell in love with it.
Both Lily Ross and Emma Cannon hope to make it to the national level of Rise to Run grooming, which begins in January. At the national level, they'll get additional coaching on how to deal with nasty campaigns. Guglielmo says the training is designed for that age group.
I can say with a fair amount of confidence that we'll be taking them through practical exercises. We'll be practicing taking an interview and confronting hostile lines of questioning, practicing debate. You're in a debate and you are asked confronted with let's just say lack of kindness or lack of consideration in your debating partner. You have to know how to deal with that. And there are techniques, and I think that rather than see that as a reason to disengage, we want our young women to feel confident that they know what to do when that happens.
I asked Lily and Emma whether they would be put off by the prospect of being embroiled with opposition who play dirty.
No, not at all. It actually excites me more than anything, I think.
No. If anything, it makes it revs me up, if anything, because I would say I'm very competitive by nature, and the idea that someone would perhaps like try to smear my reputation or anything like that, that would, if anything, make me want to fight harder.
To support their mentees, Guglielmo says the organization is building a community of mentors as well.
So we're trying to build a community here. It's about the young women that we're supporting, but it's also about connecting them with the older women in their lives and in their communities who have been through some of these same things before, who have confronted some of these same issues and who have learned from their experience and who are eager to share it.
Monroe County Treasurer Jessica McClellan was one of several more experienced women who attended last week's meeting with the goal of mentoring. McClellan was 37 when she launched her campaign for the treasurer's seat, younger than the average age a woman enters politics nationally and a little older than Rise to Run's target audience. It was her first campaign for elected office. As a self-described introvert, McClellan's message for aspiring politicians is, you don't have to be an extrovert to run for office.
Where I feel like I can help young people is while they're growing and they're trying to learn about who they are and where they fit into the process of who they want to become, they don't have to hold themselves back. They don't have to say, oh, I'm not that kind of person who would run for office because I'm kind of quiet or I'm kind of shy or I'm an introvert. You can still do it if you are that kind of person. We need all kinds of people to run for office, and because once you win your election, it's a completely different job, and your personality may be better suited to doing the job that you want to run for than say, an extrovert who's just really, really good at talking all day.
When asked about the long-term prospects of progressive-minded women turning red states to blue, everyone I interviewed for this story was optimistic. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.